Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Lori Dvorak is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Lori is a new friend. She's the owner of Envision 4 Incorporated, which is an outstanding business coaching and team building and management consulting company in Charlotte, North Carolina. She's also the executive managing director, of eWomen Network, and she's an entrepreneur, just like you, and I'm looking forward to hearing her story. Lori Dvorak, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. I'm excited to be on your show. Thank you.
Good to have you here. Am I saying your last name correctly?
Yes, Dvorak.
Well, with a name like Blasingame, I try to get other people's names right, you know? Hey, Lori, talk to us about, well, you've been in business now for about 25 years or so, started when you were only 9, and which is amazing. And what was going on when you first started your business? I want you to talk about that a little bit, because there are people out there, there are ladies especially listening to you right now, who would like to get something going. What was going on, and what made you, what was the spark that made you decide to go into business?
Well, it's interesting when I had to think about that this morning, just to share, and I said I did want to inspire others by it, and there is always that spark, that drive in each of us that says, what would it be like if I could just start out on my own? What could I do? And hold on to that dream, and my company is Envision 4 because I'm all about the vision, and the more you start journalizing and writing down that dream, it starts to turn into reality, and I tell people put detail into it and start really.
So you started writing down what you wanted to do. What you started writing things down that you hoped to become.
Well, to actually just see what it could become. And actually, I was in a high school classroom teaching students in North Minneapolis about entrepreneurship. And I was having them write business plans, and every time I had a speaker come into my classroom who was an entrepreneur, I remember sitting in the back and saying, I want to be there. I want to be that person. Mm-hmm. I loved teaching, and I loved giving that part of it, but I wanted to live what I was teaching.
And so how did you get started?
Well, yeah, and that's how I got started. And I also, at the same time, I started doing part-time consulting through the Small Business Development Center in Minneapolis, St. Paul, and I went to their small business center. And I volunteered to help people with their businesses because I have the basics of entrepreneurship.
And so before you started charging people for your product, you started seeing if you had a product anybody would want.
Exactly. I was offering my services. And what was amazing, within a year, the Small Business Center, Development Center, loved so much what I was doing, they started paying me. So that was always fun right there. And that got me, I said, you have to get your confidence built up. And that built up my confidence that I could really make this a viable business for me to take the step from teaching and actually put it into a business. And that's what I did.
Mm-hmm.
And then I took that plunge and I turned it into a full-time consulting business. And then we ended up moving down to the Carolinas. And you start making your connections down here and started just showing people what you could do. I worked quite a bit in the education field to do some consulting for business colleges and schools.
So if you're not a consultant, if someone's listening who's wanting to start a business that's not a consulting business, what would you tell them that you learned that would help them?
Well, what was interesting is when you are in a job, don't define yourself by the job you're in, but look at the skills that you have and the talents, and also the values that are very important to you. So I wasn't defined by my teaching job, but I pulled from that the skills that I used and learned and taught others on my job, and what else could I do with those? And I converted it over into helping others, because I know the basics of entrepreneurship. I know how to help people get the groundwork and get it started and build a vision and the mission and the basics.
What was the thing that, as you started your business, what was the thing that surprised you the most, that, you didn't realize this was something was going to be that hard, or what was the thing that, really you said, whoa, I didn't see that coming?
Well, it's interesting you say that, because there's just something about when you're running your own business, the drive gets to be so strong. And all you do is, when I worked with one person, and it's just like the student I used to work with, and when the light bulb went off for them, and they said, oh, my gosh, now I get it. And they turned it around, and they're making money at it. They're telling other people about you. And all of a sudden, I just, I mean, I've been making a lot of money at the time, but the money wasn't the driver. The fact that I could help somebody to turn something around with the knowledge that I had, that was the driver for me. And that surprised me that I could do it out in the business field.
Right.
But I also saw how badly needed it was, because people were going into business because of what they knew. They didn't necessarily know how to be an entrepreneur.
Now, you're a really smart person, and you've made some great successes. You've accomplished a lot, but you're not perfect, Lori. I've been told, somebody told me that you were almost perfect, but not quite perfect. So that means you probably made a mistake.
Oh, no.
So I hate to break that to you, but that's the way it is, you know. But
yes.
but somewhere along the way, you made a mistake. You did something. You tried something that didn't work out. Well, give us an example of that.
Well, you hit the nail on the head. I think when we start out in business, you want to be everything to everybody. And mm-hmm. that is a mistake. And that's what I did. But you know what? It was a mistake I had to make. And so when you make mistakes, don't beat yourself up for it. Know that that's part of the growing pains. And I had to specialize in my vision strategy. And once I did that, it seemed like, of course, the brand comes through.
Focus.
But until
you learned
do
how to
that,
focus, didn't you?
Absolutely. I had to focus on what I was really, really good at.
Bill Cosby said, I don't know what the key to success is, but I know what the key to success isn't. And he says it isn't trying to make everybody happy.
Right. And don't try.
Yeah. Lori, can I have your website, please?
It's www, and then it's INVISION, the number 4.com.
All right, envision4.com with a number in there. And go there, folks, and find out what, see what her website looks like, see what she's up to. Learn from Lori. And we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about what she's been up to and some of the other things she's doing that that can benefit you as you start run and grow your small business. We're talking to a great entrepreneur in Charlotte, North Carolina, Lori Dvorak. I'm Jim Blassingame. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.